Torah in this week's parasha discusses chiyuv by truma, which is that one has to guard the truma and ensure. The Gemara Mechoros tells us not to be metame the truma from the pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai. It's very interesting when it comes to Parshas Korach. There are two psukim that in this parsha, the Tektos Achoshen, Darshan's really like Hazal, like the way we do in Torah Shabbat Teh in the Gemara. Darshan's halachas, halacha l'maisa, he makes psukim halacha l'maisa from a drush of from psukim. Usually the Ktos commentary on Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat on Ben Ezra, on the Maluim, usually comments on the Shulchan Aruch with Gemaras, Stiras, Shittas and Rishonim. But in this parsha specifically, he has two fascinating drushas based on psukim. The first one is the one we're going to discuss, which is Mishmeres Trumosai. There's another one which we're not going to discuss. I'm just going to mention, which is based also in Parshas Korach, based on Trumas and Maisers. He says that you can give Matnas Kohuna Trumas and Maisers, or you can give Pidyon HaBen to a Kohen who is a Katan. Why are you allowed to give to a Kohen who is a Katan? Explains the Ktos. There's a Tosus in Sanhedrin. Tosus in Sanhedrin tells us that which a katan doesn't have kinyanim min haTorah, and he can't be kona something on a biblical level, that's in general. That's kinyanim in the marketplace, in a general venue that you have. A person coming to a store, he can't make a kinyan, a katan can't make a kinyan, doesn't have das. Or he doesn't have a yad. Whereas when it comes to work that he does, schar pu'ula, says Tosos, if a kid does work, so he's kona that shibud, he's kona that money for the job that he did, min haTorah. If a kid, a katan, comes to your house and shovels snow and does work for you, he really has a kinyan now, mida oraisa. Explains the Ktosis, the Ktosis is right, that when it comes to schar pu'ula, a katan is kona min haTorah. If that's the case, so all trumas and maestras, all matnas kuhuna and Matnas Leviyah is really Kona Min HaTorah. Because the Pasuk in this week's Parsha says, Ki Schar Hu Lachem Chelef Lavodaschem. This is a Schar Pu'ula. This is Schar for you, Shevet Levi, for the work that you did. And says the Ktos, this is why, even if you give it a Pidyon HaBen to a Katan, so he's kind of, because it's Schar Pu'ula. The Achronim have questioned this Ktos, whether or not he's correct. Because firstly, simply, the Torah only says it by Shevet Levi. The Ktos extends it and says, obviously, the same logic would apply to Matnas Kahuna. And maybe that's not the case. Maybe Matnas Kahuna is different than Matnas Leviyah. Maybe Matnas Kahuna is a higher level, like a Matana. It's not really Schar Pu'ula. Furthermore, the Achronim say, when it comes to this Tosus in Sanhedrin of a kid working and doing a Schar Pu'ula, so this kid did something for you. However, when it comes to Matnas Kahuna, that's the Shevet that's getting it. But the kid is not even working. So just because the Kohanim that work in the Mikdash, so they did some work, that means that a Katan, who's now a Chelik of the Shevet, he's going to now get it? He didn't do any work. Adrabi, he's puzzled from doing any work. He can't work in the Mikdash. So how do you now know, just because he's part of the same Shevet as the Kohanim that work in the Mikdash, so now it's also schar pu'ula, it's also payment for the work that the Shevet did? That's the chiddush that the Ktos is extending from the Tosos, which is not necessarily so. So that's the first drasha that the Ktos has in this week's parsha, called Chelef Avodaschem, that you can give Manas Kahuna even to a Kohen Katan Min HaTorah. Now the Meluim, as we explained before, has a second drasha in this week's parsha. He says that the Torah says, when it comes to Truma, Mishmeres Trumosa, you have to guard the Truma. What does it mean to guard the Truma? So the Gemara Mechoros tells us that we have to guard the Truma, that we're not allowed to be Metame the Truma. That Truma is something which is holy. You can't desecrate the Truma, and you can't be Metame it. Rashi and Sukkah extend it one step further. Rashi and Sukkah says not only can you not be Metame the Truma, but you also can't be Master the Truma. Rashi is discussing an esrog by you touching the truma, you're now going to devalue the truma, so that an esrog of truma, so that is also a chilek, a part of the iser of mishmeres trumos. You have to guard the truma that it stays at a higher value, and if you devalue the truma, so then you're violating the iser of mishmeres trumos of guarding the truma. This chiddush of Rashi is not clear in the Gemara. It's not necessarily accepted according to all Rishonim that being machzid truma is a chelik of the iser. Tosfos and Sochem is mesupik about this. It could be that this shaila of whether or not it's specifically to be metame the truma or to devalue the truma also could be totally on what the gather of the iser. When the Torah says mishmeres trumosai, you should guard the truma. So one could say simply, like the Gemara Mechora says, Truma is like Hektish, and just like there's an Isser to be Matama Hektish, so there's an Isser to be Matama Truma. You have to teach Truma like Hektish. But if you say that there's an added aspect by Truma, that there's also a Mitzvah Sachila that applies to Truma, so it could be the Mishmeres is not only on the Kedusha, but the Mishmeres is also to guard, to ensure that we're Makayim the Mitzvah of the Achila. If that's the case, so then the mishmeres, the guarding, is also to ensure that you're going to eat it. That's also in a devalued process, meaning you have to make sure that everything is going to be intact, that I can be mekayem the mitzvah sachila on all of the truma, and not take away any of the truma. That could be the shaila of whether or not mishmeres extends itself to hefsid, or is mishmeres only a function of Tuma, of being Matame, the Truma, like Kachin. The Ritva in Shabbos has a Shaila, whether or not the Isser of Mishmeres, how much is a person Chai when he violates Mishmeres? Is it Kizayis, or is it Kol Shehu? So if you understand that the Isser is a function of Achila, like we're saying, and therefore would include even what Rashi says, that you can't be Masa Truma, you can't cause a Hesed to Truma, that's because the function of the Isser is to guard the Truma, Kidei lechel, that you should be ochel the truma, that you should be mekayim the mitzvah achila. But if you say that the iser is no, it's just that truma is kadosh, like kachim is kadosh, and we have a chiyuv to act the kedusha of the Torah like we have to act in the mikdash. We can't be metame in the mikdash. So to truma, you can't be metame, and therefore the iser, like the ritva's second side is, maybe it's only the kol shu, it's not a din in kizayis, it has nothing to do with the achila. The Avne Meluim describes the Isser of Mishmeres Trumosai, and he takes it one step further than Rashi, even a bigger chiddush. Let me give a little background to where the Avne Meluim is coming from. The Gemara in Yuma has a suffix. The halacha is, when we have a chola, we have a person who's dying, Misha Achasol Bolmes, person who's cholish yesh bo sakana, and you have to save his life. So the halacha is pikuach nefesh is docha. You're allowed to violate isurim to save his life. But the Gemara says, wait a second. Don't jump and just do whatever you want and give him anything possible. If he needs something, give it to him. But you don't have to violate the worst isur, the most chamor isur in the Torah, at the first option that you have to save him. Says the Gemara, ma'achilin oso hakala kal tchila. We first try to save him, we feed him a lesser iser first, and if it's necessary, we'll have to go to a further, more chomer iser. However, if it's not necessary, one should not do so. The Gemara has a shayla, how to cheshvan different isurim. Is nevela more chomer than tevel, or is tevel more chomer than nevela? The Gemara has a discussion by each one. Then the Gemara says, what about if the options in front of you are Tevel and Shuma? What should you do? Says the Gemara. Obviously, we're talking about a case where he's Iyashar B'chulin. Says Rashi, you can't be Mafresh of Shuma and then give him the rest of the Kri, which is now Chulin, and now fixed, after we do the Hafrasha. Because the doctor said he has to eat all the 100 apples in front of you. So since the doctor said he has to eat all 100 apples, so now we have a question. We have 100 apples. We have to be mafresh truma. So should we be mafresh truma and let him eat truma and the 100 apples, and with the 100 apples should be truma, Or should we just leave it as Tevel? Because Tevel is less chomer than Truma. So Gemara says, it's a machlokas. One man the Amr says Tevel is better off and you should just leave it and don't be mafresh anything. And one man the Amr says, no, Truma is lesser of an Isser and it's better off, this person is better off if you should be mafresh and not give him the whole pile of Tevel. The Gemara says, what's the machlokas? One day it says Truma is lesser of an Isser because it's not an absolute Isser, usher to all of Klal Yisrael because Kohanim could eat Truma, so it's not absolute. And the other man, the Amr, says Tevel is not as chamor, and Truma is much more chamor than Tevel, because Tevel, theoretically, if it wasn't in this situation, it would be Eshel Atakno. We would have the possibility to fixing the Isser. So the fact that there's a theoretical possibility to fix the Isser by being Mafresh Truma, even when you're not going to be a Mafresh Truma, it shows that this is a lesser of a chamor Isser. So that's the machlokas. Should you have Tevel, should you have Truma? And it's a machlokas in the Gemara. And the doctor said, eat your 100 apples, you don't want to mess with the doctor, and should he eat it in a state of tevel, or should he be mafresh and then eat the rest with the truma? The parashas drachim asked the kasha, I don't understand this gemara at all. Why do you have to violate any yisurim? I have a very simple itzah, says the parashas drachim. Be mafresh truma, and then take the truma, and throw it into the pile of apples that you have left, and be mevatel et berov. And if you'll ask me, says the Parashas Drachim, that in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yaradein, Hilchos Taruvus, there's a halacha called Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila, that if I have a piece of chazer in my hand, I can't now, because of the halachas of Bittul Barov, since I know that if I put this piece of chazer into Shishim, I know it's going to be Bittul, so Chazal told me, you can't do that Lechatchila. You're not allowed to take the Isser and throw it in Lechatchila into a Taruvus. But says the Parashas Drachim, that's only, according to Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim, that's only an Issa Derabanan. So why is there a problem over here? Why are we questioning whether or not this person should be over an Issa Deraisa of Truma or an Issa Deraisa of Tevel, which is Chayav Nisabide Shamayim? I have a very simple Issa. Be over an Issa Derabanan of Mevala Nisar Lechachila and be Mevata Liyisar. And then you're not going to be over an Issa Truma because the Truma is going to be Bathel in the rest of the apples that are Mutter. So what's the problem? Take the truma, be mafresh truma, and take the truma and throw it in. You'll have your 100 apples that the doctor told you to have. So you won't be over the Issa Truma, you won't be over the Issa Tevel, and there's no cheshvan. Why the Gemara ignore this possibility? You tell me there's an Issa Eim Mevatel and Issa Lechatchila. That's an Issa Derabanan. The Gemara didn't think that it's better to be over an Issa Derabanan than a Deraisa. It can't be. That's the Parashas Drachim's Kasha, Kushya Amur Furseme. The Avnei Meluim says, Parshas Korach, this is my parsha that I darshim psukim. It says, the answer to the Mishnah Mel's kasha, to the Parashas Drachim's kasha is, when it comes to Truma, the Parashas Drachim is right by every other Yerusurim. By all other Macholos Asuros, he's right. Eim Aval Nesir L'chatzila is only Nesir D'Rabbanon, and we would opt to do that first before being over any Yerusurim D'Raisa. However, says the Avnei Meluim, when it comes to Truma, there's a pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai. And a part of the drashas ha-pasuk of guarding the Truma, Mishmeres Trumosai, is that one min ha-Torah is not allowed to take the Truma and be mevatel et berov. Says the Avnei Meluim, a further chiddush than what we said from Rashi earlier. Not only is the pasuk telling us that you can't be metame Truma like the Gemara in Bechoros, not only is the Gemara telling us, like Rashi, that you can't be Masa Truma, you also can't even put it to a scenario that it's not going to be considered halachically as Truma. If you are going to be Mevatel et Berov, and now we are going to treat it like Chulin, even though technically it's Mutter now, because it's Batel Min HaTorah, it's Aser. That's the Adamun Mechadish. That is a Chelik of the Yisr of Mishmeres Trumosa. Guarding the Truma is saying, I need to leave this as Truma, and I can't be Mevatel Barov. Whereas the Cholat HaRakula, Ein Mevatel in Isser L'Chatzil is only in Isser D'Rabbanan, like the Parashat Drachim says, comes along the Pasuk by Truma, and is Mechadish to me, Mishmeres Trumosai, there's one example that Mevatel in Isser L'Chatzil is a D'Oraisa. Says the Avnei Meluim, that's why this wasn't an option in the Gemara. Because when we have Alacha, who's going to be over the Isser to throw it into the Taruvus? The person who's not sick. So we have a concept sometimes Tosfos has different examples. That's usually by an Issur Derabanan. You should sin in order to save your friend. But to tell this person to sin in an Issur Deraisa in order to save his friend from being over a more chamer Issur of Tevel or Truma, that we don't say. We don't say that you should take upon yourselves Issur Min HaTorah, being Mevatel Truma Min HaTorah, in order to save your friend from a chamer Issur. No, he's a chola. Let him be over the chamer Issur, and he has a heter. But you don't have a heter. Why should you be over an Issur Deraisa? Says the Avnei Lulam, that's why the Gemara didn't opt to take the apple truma, to be machrish truma, and throw it into the taruvis of chulin, the rest of the apples, because then the person who's feeding the chola is going to be over in Issur d'Oraisa. And that wasn't an option for the Gemara, because we darsh in the pasuk mishmeres trumosai, that there's a chelik of the Issur, also not to be mevatel Issur l'chatzila minat Torah. Obviously, the Avnei Lulam is learning on the lines that we said, like Rashi, that the function of the Isser is because of the Achilas Truma. Because you're not really being Metame the Truma over here. But since I'm going to cause a scenario that I'm not going to be Ocha and be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Achilas Truma, because once it's Batel Barov, it's not going to be considered Truma anymore. I'm not going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Achila. So that could be the logic why the Avnei Lulam thought on along the lines of Rashi, that's also the gather of Mishmeres Trumosai, is not to be Mevatel Truma Berov. So you have a very interesting chiddush of the Avnei Lulam when it comes to the din of Mishmeres Trumosai. However, the Achronim point out that this Avnei Lulam is very problematic. There's two Gemaras that seem to contradict this theory of the Avnei Lulam. The first Gemara, the Magiyah and Avnei Lulam, as well as the Stifler and Beitza, point out the Gemara in Beitza is the source in Halacha for this Issur D'Rabbanan that we mentioned before called Eim Avat L'Nisav L'Chachil. The Gemara has a line there. The Gemara asks. The Gemara has talking about a specific scenario, and the Gemara says, "V'Hakam Avat Lina and Issur L'Chachila." Do we allow a person to mevatel an isser, to throw an isser into a taroves l'chatchila? A person can't take a piece of chazer and throw it into a taroves. Ask the Achronim a question. What's the Gemara talking about there? If you look at Rashi and Tosos, the Gemara's subject matter, what the Gemara is asking on, is Truma. How could the Gemara and the source in Halacha of bittel of Eim Avat L'Nisav L'Chachila, there's an Issur D'Rabbanan, and all the Rishonim, all the Dinim in Shulchan Aruch that's learned out in the Halacha of Eim Avat L'Nisav L'Chachila is learned out from this Gemara. How could that be a source? If we're talking about Truma, Rashi and Tosfos both say that it's talking about Sa Truma Shenafla. If it's Truma, according to the Avnei Lulam, that's an Issur D'Oraisa. How could you learn out that B'chol HaTorah Kula, there's an Issur Levatel Issur L'Chatzila? Truma has a special pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai. That's why you can't be Mevatel Issur L'Chatzila. How can I learn now? How can Shulchan Aruch and how can the Rishonim learn now from this line in the Gemara that to take a piece of chazer and to throw it into Aruvas, that's also an Issur Midrabanan of Eim Avat L'Nisav L'Chatzila? By Truma, it's an Issur D'Oraisa. How do we compare apples and oranges? And if you are learning it out, so then it should be the Oraisa everywhere. It doesn't make sense. Says the Stifler, if the Avnei Lulam is correct, and that by Truma there's an Issur D'Oraisa Mishmeres Trumosai, it doesn't fit with the Gemara. Because the Gemara says the source of Eim Avat L'Nisav L'Chatzila is by Sa Truma Shenafla. The Stifler answers a very sharp answer. He says, if you look carefully in Rashi, it's talking about a saw truma shenafla after it was already batel. What do I mean? When it comes to truma, there's a two-stage halacha. Mida oraisa, for truma to be batel, it has to be batel berov. If you have a piece of truma, if you put one in two others, there's rov min haTorah, so the truma is batel. As long as you have chad betray, the truma is batel min haTorah, there's no more isurim for a non-Kohen to eat this. However, came along Chazal, and they said there's a halacha of Mizameya, there's a halacha of Dimua, that we're going to be Mechadish, because Truma is such a Chomer Issa, that there's Misa B'dei Shamayim, if a Zar eats it, so we want to be Machmer. we want to say that there's an Isser Truma midrabanan until there is 101 kinega this Isser. That's the Lashon you'll find in the Gemara. Truma is batal the Kuf Aleph in 101. Truma is not, even though Menat Torah Truma is batal, the bittul of Truma, it's enough to have a majority, it's enough to have Chad Betray, enough that there's majority Heter kinega the Truma, majority Chulim kinega the Truma. Midrabanan they were Mechadish that it's only batal with 101. So says the Stifler, the Gemara there is talking about after it was already batal Menat Torah. And then the Gemara says, can you add on? Let's say you now fell into a tarobus that has 30. So then the Gemara says, v'hakam v'alinon isher l'chatzila. Do we allow you now l'chatzila to add on more chulin to be mevatel the truma? To now make it more than kofalis? says the stipler, that even the Avin Malum will agree with the Rabbanim. When we're talking about truma that wasn't batel yet, to throw it into a tarobus, so then, yeah, that's an Isser of Mishmerish Trumosai. But in a scenario where it already fell into Rove, and the same Truma was already Bafel Menat Torah, and now you want to add on, just to get rid of the Isser Midrabanon of Midamea, of Vimua, of the Truma Midrabanon. So says the Stipler, even the Avin Malum will agree, there's no Isser Daraisa, there's no Isser Mishmeris over there. So that, for sure, the Avin Malum will say, is not a source Menat Torah of Eim Avatlan Yisrael Chasila. And you can learn, and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch is allowed to learn all of halachas of Eim Avatlan Yisrael Chasila from Truma also. Because there was already Batal Menat Torah. It's just that it wasn't Batal Midrabanan, and it has the same Truma Midrabanan. So on that, there's no Mishmeres. On that, there's no Dinda Araisa. That's the way, very sharp answer, that the Stifler explained, even according to the Avin Malum, the Gemara makes sense. However, there's another Gemara that Rav Chaim Ozer and his Chubas asked against the Avin Malum. If the Avin Malum is correct, that there's a Din Minat Torah called Mishmeres, that you're not allowed to take Truma and throw it into Rov, and be Mevatel Barov, that's a chelek of guarding the Truma. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Gimel tells us that there's a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. by Isurim, do we punish a person who does, do we give him a penalty, a knas, kansinan show you to mezid, or lo kansinan show you to mezid? So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir both hold there are certain times we say that a person has a penalty even if he's b'shogeg, a gzeira atu when he's b'mezid. We don't want people to violate Isurim intentionally. So we say, even if he violates it b'shoge, we give him a knas and we aser whatever he did. The Gemara discusses bishul b'shabbos. The Gemara discusses a few various examples. The Gemara discusses one of the examples is midameya. What's midameya? Like we said before, to take a person's truma and put it in to rove. You're going to put it into rove. So minat Torah, it's going to be batel, but you're not going to put it into kuf aleph. So now, this person is stuck. He can't eat it. He can't use this. And you're now ossering up all his other chulin. Because now there's truma there that's not batal. So now he can't use this whole item. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, is that we only say kansinan shogat umezid. When did we give a penalty for a person who did something by accident? And we still give him a penalty because we're gzeira, we're gozer up to an iser b'mezid. We only said that by yisurim d'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda said the oraisas, which are very chomer, so we want to give a penalty even to shogig, even if he violates the iser b'shogig. We say no, we give him a kas, and what he did is usser, and he can't have any benefit from what he made or what he cooked or what he created. And kansinan shogig d'mezid, we give him a kas. But Tamar says by yisurim d'rabbanan. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, no, then we're not so machmir, and Rabbi Yehuda, shita is that you were not kones shogat umezid. We don't give him a knas. One of the examples that Rabbi Yehuda says we're not kones shogat umezid is midameya, is putting truma into a scenario where it's batal min haTorah, but it's not batal min haRabbanan. So as the very cheskel, to put it in midameya, isn't that a violation of mishmeres trumosai? According to the Avin Malum, I have a piece of truma here. To be mevatel truma berov, that's an issur d'oraisa. So why didn't the Gemara say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're kansinan shogat umezid? Rabbi Yehuda admits that by Yisurim De'araisa, there's an Isser of Katsin and Shorugat Umezit. So by a case of Medamea, a person who does Hezek Sheno Nikr, he's a Mazik, but it's a Mazik that you don't see the Chisaron, but it's still considered a Hezek. He puts it into a Tarugus of 60 apples, that are Chulin, and he damages the whole pile of apples, because now the Truma is not Batal. That's an Isser De'araisa. That's an Isser of Mishmeres Trumosai, according to Yavne Mulam. Here, Levatal Isser is an Isser De'araisa. So, don't you see from the Gemara that it's only an Isser De'Rabbanon, and Truma falls in the category of all other Yisurim, that Eim Avat L'Nisser L'Chachila is really only an Isser De'Rabbanon, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda said that you're not Koni Shogat Umezid, and Beshogig is still going to be Mutter, because if the Avon Mulam was correct, every case of Medameya should be an Isser De'Araisa. Why is it that the Rabbi Yehuda said we don't give the guy a penalty, a knas, the shogi? The Divrei Cheskel, when he quotes this question of Rav Chaim Moser, he has a very interesting, a very sharp answer. He says that it could be that this is not a violation, even the Avnei Mulam will agree, this is not a violation of Mishmeres Trumosai. Why is that? Says the Divrei Cheskel, because when I put it into an area that midrabanan they told me I have to be machmir, and I have to treat this with kedusha, and a czar can't eat this. So I am now continuing the hanhaga of guarding the truma. I am acting with this truma, kedusha uvitara. He says, you can't tell me that when you put truma into a rove, it's now not truma. This is a fundamental idea, says the Divrei Cheskel, in all hilchos bitol b'taruvis. He says, when you're mevatel something, is it the case? Why are you allowed to eat it now? It's not the fact that there's no machalos asuris anymore, that there's no piece of chazer inside this roof. There really is a piece of chazer. What's the proof? The proof is that if it comes to a scenario that there's not going to be roof again, so there's a halacha of chozer v'neir, the iser awakens. It comes back to life, and it asers up everything in the taruvus. If the halacha was that when there's a rov, it gets rid of the iser, so how does it awaken again? Elamai, every taruvus, the iser is still there. When you throw truma in, the truma's there. Just there's a halacha that b'shishim, you're allowed to eat it. It's not considered like you're now eating the truma. You're allowed to go basar rov. So says the Divrei Cheskel, there's really truma there. And if you're going to ask me, am I guarding the truma correctly? So if I would say that it's in a scenario that a czar can eat it, so then I'm not guarding the truma, because we're not dealing with kedusha b'tara. Now that Chazal told me midrabanan, I have to act with the kedusha until there's kuf aleph, until there's 101 keneged the iser, so then I'm still being mekayim the kedusha of truma. Who cares where the truma is? It's in my house or it's in a bowl of apples. But lamaisa, technically, when I approach this truma, I'm going to act with the kedusha b'tara. I'm being mekayim the din of mishmeres trumosai. So says the Divrei Cheskel, even in the tarugas of 60 apples or of 30 apples, anything less than kuf aleph, I'm still midrabanan. The rabbis told me that I have to be manigit, I have to be noeg kedusha to this app, to this truma. So even in the tarugas, I'm being noeg kedusha. So I'm not violating the iser d'araisa of mishmeres trumosai. So I had a question. I thought that these two theories were really contradicting each other. The stipler, on the one hand, when we explained the Gemara in Beitza, the stipler told us that the reason why the Gemara in Beitza could be a source to Kol HaTarakula, where Eim Avat L'Nisser L'Chatzila is only Nisser D'Rabbanan, even though it's talking about Truma, the stipler said, is because it's talking about Truma that was already Batal Minat Torah. It already had Chad B'Trei. It already had a Rov Minat Torah. It just doesn't have the D'Rabbanan level of Kuf Aleph. So that Mishmeres doesn't apply anymore. That, to be mevatel that, you don't have the iser of Mishmeres. So that could be a source, even according to the Avnei Mulam, that could be a source, L'Karol Tarakula, where Ein Mevatel an iser L'Chachila is only an iser D'Rabbanan. However, the Divrei Cheskel is saying differently. The Divrei Cheskel is saying, since, even until the Kuf Aleph, Chazal tell me to act B'Kedusha B'Tara towards this Truma, so that's accomplishing, that's a Kiyam, of the din of Mishmeres, and that's why the Gemara in Gittin is not a kasha on Avnei Mulam. Since I'm going to put it in a scenario of midameya, of where it's not going to be bottom under Rabbanan, and a czar is not going to be able to eat it, so I'm adraba, I'm accomplishing Mishmeres Trumosa. So the Divrei Cheskel and the Stipler seem to argue with each other and be a stira of whether or not there is a din Mishmeres Trumosai in Truma that was batal min haTorah, that was batal berov, that was batal b'chad b'tre, that had a majority of two against one, and min haTorah was batal, but min derabbanon, there was not 101, and therefore, is there a kiyum of mishmeres? The Rebbe Yecheskel says yes, and the Stipler says no, and therefore you can learn for kol haTorah kulo from here. And I was very bothered by this, but then I looked in the back of the Tshuvas of Mincha Shlomo, I saw there are mechtavim from the Stipler corresponding with the Mincha Shlomo about this topic, and he says both of these svaras. He says exactly what he says in Beitza, and then he says a similar svar to the Rebbe Yecheskel. So I thought to myself, how could he himself contradict himself? Contradict himself with this concept of mishmeres. Is there mishmeres in Midameya, or is there no mishmeres in Midameya? So I thought it could be that it's not a stira, and they're not arguing with each other. There are two separate questions here. The Stipler is telling us that when you have Truma that already fell into Rove and is batal min haTorah, to now add on Truma is not an Isser D'Oraisa of Mishmeres Trumosai. However, the Divrei Yecheskel is saying to take a piece of Truma and throw it into an area that you're going to be Noah Kedusha and Azor is not going to eat it, that's accomplishing Mishmeres Trumosai. Because if you ask me, am I throwing it into a Makom Kadosh? Yes, because Midrabanan they said, the rabbi said, I have to be Noah Kedusha to this Truma now, even if it's Batal Min haTorah. The fact that I'm putting it in an area, that once it's in that area, there's no halacha that prohibits me from adding on Rov and being Batal it again, that's not a violation of Mishmeres Trumosai. Mishmeres Trumosai tells me that I can't put it in an area that I'm not going to be Noah Kedusha. Mishmeres Trumosai might not tell me, is not telling me that you can't put it in an area that you're not allowed to be mevatel it more. Meaning the Stipler could be correct, that you could put it in, that once it fell in, for you to add Rove is not Mishmeres anymore. So it could be that the Divrei Yecheskel is right. So if originally throw it in, he's accomplishing Mishmeres, is a kiyum of Mishmeres, because I'm going to be Noah Kedusha. The fact that now the Stipler tells me I'm allowed to add Rove and be mevatel, and that's going to be only an Isser D'Rabbanan, and it's not going to be an Isser of Mishmeres Trumosai anymore, that could be that's not together of Mishmeres. Mishmeres Trumosai does not obligate that you're going to have a halacha of Mishmeres in that scenario. Meaning, just because right now there's an Isser Mishmeres, when I have a piece of Truma that was never batal at all, it wasn't even batal min haTorah, the fact that I can't throw it into Rove, I can't throw it into Kuf Aleph. I can't throw it into an area where even a Zar is going to eat it, which is the Gemara in Yuma, where the Parsha Shtrachim's Kasha. Let's be mevatel that it's even the Medamein is going to be batel, and the Zar is going to be mutter to eat it. The sick person is going to be mutter to eat it. But to put it into a place that you're going to be Noe Kedusha, the fact that it's batel min haTorah, that doesn't violate the Mishmeres Trumosai, because I'm still going to be Noe Kedusha to it. But the Stipler says, once it's in that area of 60 apples that's less than Kufalas, the halacha Mishmeres doesn't mechayev itself anymore in that scenario that you can't be mevatel min haTorah again. Okay, so once it's in that scenario, so there's no more Mishmeres. But that doesn't mean I originally violated Mishmeres by putting it in that scenario. What I'm saying is it could be that Mishmeres tells me right now when you have a piece of truma that was never batel, don't put it in an area that they're going to be knowing it with no Kedusha. And that's even to be mevatel it berov. But if you're putting it in an area of Kedusha, and you're putting in an area that Azar is not going to be allowed to eat it, just you're putting in an area that you're not going to be allowed to, you're going to be allowed min haTorah to be mevatel it again, that might not be a violation of Mishmeres Trumosai. Possibly, maybe that's an answer of how to figure out the stira between these two Isurim. The Mincha Shlomo, when discussing this issue, is a very interesting tshuva. He discusses whether or not, he discusses the Mincha Shlomo, whether or not a person, he wants to be miyashiv, obviously like a few no one should rely on this, but there are people in Eretz Yisrael who are very machpid not to lose anything and don't want to lose and don't want to be machpid shumas and meisers, and therefore they eat isurim And they don't, because they don't want to have the monetary loss of what of the truma and the meiser from their produce. So the Shlomo Zalman says, I have an eitzah for you that you don't have to lose anything. He says, take a pile of apples, take 100 apples, then take it, and that's tevel, that you didn't do hafrasha trumas and meisers on yet. Then take an apple from a pile that you already were mafresh trumas and meisers, it's chul and it's already matukon, and you take one apple. So you take the 101st apple, the one apple from the chulin, that's mutter, and you throw it in to the pile of 100 apples, that's tevel. He says, and then at that second, say that the truma, the one that's next to the apple that I just threw in, that should be truma, and the 9 other ones should be meiser. And that's the way you should be mafresh trumas and meisers. And then you won't lose anything, says the Shlomo Zalman. Because the same second that I was mafresh trumas and meisers, I was mefatel it in the taruvus of kuf alef, and it's going to be mutter for a zar to eat it. And I, says the Menuchah Shlomo, he'll tell me this is an aim of Alan Isser L'chatzilah. He says, maybe it's not, because the Isser never existed independent from the Taruvus. And it's totally on a Shaila in the Mordechai. Shlomo Zalman has a long tshuva, he discusses it. He says, aye, but what about the Avnum Lulum? That there's an Isser L'vatel Truma Minat Torah. So he says there in the tshuva, we don't accept the Avnum Lulum, and it's not correct. So this is correct, and the Paiskin didn't all want to accept the Avnum Lulum. So then we're stuck with the strong kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech from the Gemara in Yuma. The Mishnah Lamelech had a very strong question. The Gemara has a machlokas whether you can eat truma or whether you should eat tevel. So that Mishnah Lamelech says, what's the problem? There's only an Issa Rabbanan to be mevatel, just be mafresh truma, and there's an Issa Rabbanan to be mevatel the truma barol. That's obviously better than violating the Issa of tevel or the Issa of truma. So we had the answer of the Avnum Lulam that said, no, to be mevatel truma is an issur d'oraisa. And that's why we don't allow this person, this doc, this friend, to violate this issur in order to save his friend from the issur of truma or tevel. However, if we're not going to accept the Avnum Lulam, so how are we going to get around this question? So there's a chiddush of the Yaivitz. The Yaivitz quoted by the Chav Sofer in Hilchos Yerideya in Siman Reish Yud Tes. So Sofer makes his Yaivitz famous, and he says, there's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, anytime your mafresh truma, and that truma goes right back into the pile and to the kri that you were just mafresh from, it erases everything that you did, and it's ki'ilu like you were never mafresh truma. Because if you're mafresh, and then you just throw it back in, so then that's not hafreshes truma. It says that it's ki'ilu like you never were mafresh in the first place, and it erases everything. So says the Yaivitz, if the Yerushalmi is correct, that's the answer to the Mishnah Lamelech's kasha, to the Parashas Drachos kasha. You can't throw it back into the Bimachas Shuma and throw it back into the pile of apples. Because once you throw it back in, it's going to erase the Mahafrashas Truma and it's going to be Tevel again. And the Chasam Sofer says this is the Yishuv to the Mishnah Lamelech's kasha, and it's a beautiful answer. Shlomo Zalman says, whether or not you accept this Yaivitz, the Chazon Ish didn't accept this Yaivitz, he didn't think the Yerushalmi was learnt like that, it was necessarily that was the Pshat of the Yerushalmi, but the Rosh Hashanah says, even if you accept this Pshat of the Yaivitz, he says a very sharp point. He says, that's not an answer to the Mishnah Lamelech's Kasha, because if that's the case, I have 100 apples in front of me. The doctor said, eat every one of the 100 apples. So you're telling me it's a problem, I can't be Mafresh Truma and then throw it back in, because then that's going to erase the whole Afrosha Shtruma that I did, based on this Yerushalmi, he says, so that's not a problem. Split the pile of apples, the 100 apples, into 50-50, then be Mafresh Truma from each one, and throw it into the other pile. So it's never going back into the original pile. And then you'll never have the Isser of the Yerushalmi of Truma going back into his pile. So you'll split the pile, and you'll throw it into to the opposite pile. You'll throw this trumas into that pile and this truma into that pile, and you'll never have the Isser. And says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's why that can't be the answer to the Mishnah Lamelech's kasha. So we need another answer. We rejected the Avnum Lulam. We're rejecting now the Yaivitz Rav Shlomo Zalman rejects. So what else is there? So there's an answer of the Sholem Eishes. The Sholem Eishes says that the din of Hafrashas Truma is only if you give it to a Kohen. However, if you don't give it to a Kohen, you don't do the Nesina, so the Hafrasha was never Kedei Lavo Lidei Nesina, so then it's not a Hafrasha. So this Chiddush of the Shalom Eshiv, I think, is the Pashtus, definitely simpler and probably along the lines of the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam and the Ramban have a machlokas in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, whether or not the mitzvah of Truma is the Hafrasha and the Nesina are counted as separate mitzvahs, or they're counted as one mitzvah. The Rambam Shita is that they're counted as one mitzvah. They're all one inyan. It's Hafrasha Kedei Lasesis HaTruma. Ramban counts them as two separate mitzvahs. The Shalom Eshiv's Chiddush, that a Hafrasha's Truma has to be Kedei Lasesis LeKohen, is very understandable along the lines of the Rambam, that there's all one mitzvah, and that's what the purpose of Hafrasha's Truma is. Kedei Lasesis LeKohen. Says the Shalom Eshiv, that over here, if I take the Truma off, and I just throw it back into the pile, and then the Chol is going to eat it. So then there was no Hafrasha, because it was never in order to give it to a Kohen. That's what the Shalom Eshiv is Mechadish. Now this is a big Chiddush, but Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Tshuvos in Hartzi points out that it's against Rashi in the Sugya. You can't say like this. If you remember when we presented the Gemara originally, we said that there's a Machlokas in the Gemara, whether or not it's better to have Truma is a lesser Chomer Isser, or Tevel is a lesser Chomer Isser. What do we ask? Machil no soakal kal tila, we want to give him the lowest Isser possible. What's better off when the options are Truma or Tevel? So what's the scenario of Truma? Scenario of Truma, Rashi says, is doctor told you you have to have all the apples in a pile, but maybe we should fix most of the apples and just give him one piece of Truma, and he'll have the one Truma, and the rest will be chulin. So I have a question. How is that a Hafrasha's Truma? Why is he over the Isser of Truma there? How is he mafresh? He's going to eat it in a second. Elamai says, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, you see from the whole sugya that the Manda Amr that holds you should eat Truma, that's lower Isser than Tevel, that even if you're mafresh, in order not to give it to a Kohen, it still has a shame Hafrasha, and it's still Chal Hafrasha, and it has a shame Truma. So that can't be the answer to get out of the Mishnah Malas Kasha of why they didn't mafresh truma and throw it back into robe. It is a hafrashas truma. Even if you're not going to be nosin to a Kohen, it still has a shame hafrashas, says Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, and that can't be the answer to the Mishnah Malas Kasha. So we really rejected many, many different answers, and you take and pick which answer. But I'd like to go back to the Parashas Drachim himself. How does he answer his own question? So it's a very interesting point that he makes. He answers his question with another question. He says there's a very, very, very strong question on the sugya other than the question that we asked. There is a famous Ran in this sugya when dealing with Yisurim, which ones are Chamar and which ones are Morkal. The Ran, the Mishnah makes this Ran very famous. The Ran says that when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, so even though if you have an option of giving a person a piece of nevela, or you have the option of violating the Isser Shabbos of Shechita, so we'd rather violate such a Chomer Isser of Isser Skila, because you're going to be over it in one shot, than violating many, many different Isurim of Nevela, which is only a Lav and not an Isser Skila, because you're going to be over the Isser Lav of Nevela many, many different times. So we opt in Machila Noso HaKal Kila, when we're weighing our options, and we're deciphering whether or not it's better to have this Isser is more Chomer, this Isser is less Chomer, so we always want the less Chomer Isser. So says the Ran, you don't only look at the Isser whether it's a Skila or a Lav, you also look at how many times you're going to be over the Isser. And if the Lav is going to be more times than the Isser Skila, so the Lav is more Chomer, and we opt to be over the Chilul Shabbos of Shechita and not give him the Nevela that he's going to be over many different times. So says the Mishnah Malach, I have another question on the Sugya. How do you understand this? If the Ran is correct, and the options over here are Tevel and Truma, you have a pile of apples that the doctor said you have to eat the whole pile. So says the Gemara, what should he do? Should he be mafresh truma and have one piece of truma, and the rest chulin, Or is that more chomer, the Isser Truma? Or is Tevel more chomer, and he should just leave it as Tevel? Or is Tevel less chomer, and he should just leave it as Tevel? Says the Parshas Drachim, what do you mean? But of course he should have Truma. Because even if Truma is more chomer than Tevel, he's only going to have one piece of Truma, and the rest are going to be chulin. Whereas if you leave it as Tevel, and you're not mafresh Truma, every single piece and every single apple over here is going to be Tevel, and you're going to be over an Isser many different times. So why is this any different than the Cheshbon of the Ran, when you have a Nevela in front of you, and you're going to be over every Kezayis, an Isser Nevela, an Isser Lav, or you have a one shot, a one Maisa Isser, a Shechita, that you're going to be over once. So the Ran says you should be over the Isser Lav. So too over here, Avadi, you should be over the Isser Truma, which they're both the Isser Misa Bidei Shemayim, even if you hold Truma as more Chomer, but Truma is only going to be on one apple. So why is the Gemara even debating the Shiloh, what should you have, Truma or Tevel? Says the Parashas Drachim, you see from here, not like Rashi. You see that the Ran and some of the Rishonim, and he says the Rambam also, learned the Sugya that there's a totally different story over here. I presented a story the way Rashi learns, but there's a whole different presentation over here. The Gemara is saying there are two piles over here. There's a pile of Tevel, and there's a pile of Truma. And over here, you come to a person, and the friend's not here. You can't be mafresh the Truma from the Tevel. So now, which pile should you have? The doctor says you have to have the whole pile, to have a whole 100 apples. Which one should I choose? Should I choose the pile of Tevel? Or should I choose the pile of Truma? Each one is going to be an Isser on every single apple. And that's the case. Whereas according to Rashi, it couldn't be that if the Ran couldn't learn like Rashi. Because it would be Pasha that you should be over the Isser Truma. I'm sorry. The Ran couldn't learn like Rashi because the Ran learned that the Bialim wasn't here. And I didn't have the ability to be Mafresh Truma. Because if the Bialim was here, of course I would take the pile of Tevel, be Mafresh Truma, and just be over one apple of Truma. But since the Ran learned that the Bialim weren't here, and you're not allowed to be Mafresh Truma without the Bialim, so the question is, which one should I take? Should I take the Tevel pile, or should I take the Truma pile? And that's why the Parshas Drachim says that's the answer to my original Kashya. If the Bialim aren't here, that's why you can't be Mafresh Truma and throw it back into the Taruvus. Because I can't do Afresh Truma in the first place. The same way I would say if I was able to be Mafresh Truma, I would tell you just eat the Truma and be over one apple, the Isser Truma, and eat the rest of the Chulin, and not be over every Kezayis of Truma and the other pile. So too, I can't be Mafresh Truma and throw it Berov because the Bialim aren't here. That's the yisod of the whole Sugya, that there are two piles over here. And I have to choose with Tevel, that I don't have the Koach HaHafrasha, or should I choose the pile of Truma? And each one is going to be over every apple. So what's more Chomer, Truma or Tevel? But if I had the option to be Mafresh, of course I would be Mafresh. Because Shitas Haran is that we'd rather be over even a more Chomer Isser one time than be over 100 times an Isser Kal. So that is also the answer in the Sugya why I wasn't Mafresh and I didn't throw it back a rope. Because the Bialim weren't here. I didn't have the Koach HaFrasha, just like I choose to be over the Isser, I have to choose between the pile of 100 times Tevel or 100 times Truva, and I don't have the Koach HaFrasha.